Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Alex Morse made national headlines a year ago when he was elected mayor of Holyoke at age 22. He ran on a pledge to oppose any efforts to bring a casino to his beleaguered city. But now Morse has done an about-face. He says he's considering a resort casino proposal from a local businessman. Casino opponents jeered and interrupted him at a morning news conference.
My intent today is to inform the people of Holyoke of my shift in strategy before any advanced discussions or negotiations take place, so that everyone in the city may voice their ideas, concerns, and suggestions.
We spoke with Mayor Morse earlier this hour. In his words, his shift of position is a change of strategy rather than a change of mind.
You know, a lot of the things that I am opposed to around casino gambling are casinos in a box, and I campaign against casinos in a box. I've seen plans for casinos that have no community benefit in them being presented in Springfield and elsewhere in the community. And so my position around casinos and casino gambling stays the same. What I announced this morning is that, yes, we're looking at this plan, we're considering it, but no deals have been signed. If there is no agreement on a plan that I think will benefit the downtown, benefit the region, then there is no, pen to paper. It's my job as mayor, as the CEO of the city of Holyoke, to look at any plan that is presented to me, despite my previous opposition to the Hard Rock plan that was presented to me in January.
You've spoken before about basically a broad opposition to casinos, and you just talked about past proposals being casinos in a box. What is it that's different about this one that has made you decide you will do a change in strategy?
This plan, it differs from the plan that I saw previously and also differs from the plans that I'm seeing in downtown Springfield in multiple ways. And number one, in addition to a gaming component, it offered more than, just a casino component in the actual development proposal, be it a convention center, a hotel, restaurants, dining options. In the location here in the city of Holyoke, in Mountain Park, have always been, for over a century, a destination here in the state of Massachusetts.
Right, but Mayor, if I could interrupt, just last month you wrote an opinion piece in Commonwealth Magazine, and you talked about how a casino would undermine the city's effort to get back on its feet and siphon money away from the local economy. You said this idea that casinos in general could be an economic salvation is a fanciful notion. So that's very different than what you said today. So why are you looking at it so differently now?
I used very similar language that I used in the Commonwealth piece that I used today and that I'm using now. I do not think casinos are the salvation. I don't think they contribute as much as folks say they do. But I think the reality at the moment is that the casino legislation was signed, and a casino in downtown Springfield is 15 minutes away from Holyoke City Hall. A casino on Mountain Park is 12 minutes away. And so, yes, I mean, casinos do have a negative net impact on regions and communities. And so how is it that Holyoke can be at the negotiating table to make sure we protect our interests?
And as you said today, you don't want to see a casino end up in Springfield or Palmer or some neighboring community, and basically Holyoke loses out on a chance or has business siphoned away. But even when you campaigned against casinos, it was possible that a casino could end up in a neighboring community. So was that not as much of a concern back during your campaign?
It was, and I was very clear about my opposition to casinos throughout my campaign. And during the campaign, before I won, casinos were not yet legalized in the state of Massachusetts. And so obviously a lot of my arguments were against legalizing them, and I still don't think it's the best idea for the state.
Are you saying that now that there is a law that was passed after you were elected, that now you feel like you have to change strategy because they are coming?
I don't think necessarily we have to change strategy. But again, I couldn't use my personal opposition to casino gambling from preventing the people who live in the city of Holyoke from at least seeing the plan and potentially taking a vote.
And as you experienced at your press conference, many people were very angry, including some people who voted for you because of your opposition to casinos. So there are some people who feel like their trust was broken. How do you recover from that politically?
Again, I can't make a decision in my office as mayor, solely based on, what I think the political fallout will be. I mean, obviously, we expected there to be, some trust issues and some backlash from core supporters who are anti-casino. And I obviously like to think that I wasn't elected based on one issue. Throughout my campaign, we talked a lot about education and economic development, public safety, and building a sense of civic pride in the community. We've made really great headway in all of those topics, and we're going to continue to do that. And I think what's really important moving forward in the city of Holyoke is that we don't, let the casino issue monopolize the conversation, that we continue to make strides around creating an economy around art, innovation, technology. If we do come to a plan that I'm comfortable with, it's, again, stressing the fact that this decision isn't solely up to the mayor, but up to the people of the city of Holyoke. And no casino can come to a community without a positive, affirmative vote of the citizens who live here.
Alex Morse is the mayor of Holyoke. Mayor Morse, thanks for talking with us.
No problem. Thank you.